since the last time we spoke, things have picked up markedly.
Yeah, you're going to have to come down every week, Trevor, to be honest with you. You seem to be our lucky charm. So, we had, after two sort of tough games to start with, against one of the sort of better teams in the league, and then a team in Old Pats that's been operating this level for a long time, we sort of got used to it a little bit. We had a great win away at Avonmouth. Proper Dockyard team. They've been established for a long, long time. Again, another great club to go to. Great hospitality we had, and we looked after at a proper rugby club. We went down there, played really, really well, put a lot of structure into our game, shared the sort of possession well with them, and closed out the game when we had a nice little lead towards the end. So the boys grew up a little bit. A couple of our young players really started to understand about the sort of power of possession, making sure we're playing in the right areas of the field and not trying to over-attack like we've been able to get for the last few years. So that was a really big learning curve. That transferred really well into Saturday, where we played Old Centrellians, which is St Bridge, formerly from Gloucestershire, who I think are the first team I've ever coached that are younger than our boys. They were very raw, very attacking threat. We stormed to 19 points up with some scintillating rugby, sort of really packed the flip chart away, and thought we were on our way for a bonus point. 20 minutes later it was 19-17, and we had to hold out for the remainder of the game. But yeah, two wins out of our last four performances is a really good turnout for the boys. I'm really pleased with the progress we're making.
It does sound as if you've learned at this level to grind out a result when you have to as well, really.
Yeah, last year on the whole we were the favourites each game. We had 60-70% of the possession, so we were always in control of our own sort of destiny, and we could always turn it on when we needed to. This year it'll be a much bigger share of possession. As I said, we will know we'll have to fight for longer. We'll have to sort of treasure that ball when we do have it, and I think in particular a couple of our young halfbacks have really stepped up. So Ollie Burton and Tom Biggs have really started to understand and respect, I guess, possession. That goes with the platform the forwards are setting by being a little bit more attritional than this year, really realising we've got to be a bit more combative and a bit more competitive on our own ball as well as opposition ball.
Long trip this weekend?
Yeah, it is. I don't know where I'd prefer to be. I'm actually over at Six Ways as I work over at Warriors, so it's going to be Warriors Falcons on Saturday. Part of me would rather not be going through the nail biting there and be on the bus with the boys down to Barnstable. Barnstable is a long way, I think 2.5-3 hours away, so some of the boys have never been that far away from their parents here, so it'll be another little learning curve for them. And again, I'm sure there'll be some nice little stop-offs on the way back to get the true essence of what our amateur rugby's about.
What are you expecting from Barnstable?
They seem to have had a sort of mixed start. They lost against a team that we lost against, and they've beaten beaten another couple of sides fairly well. So they'll be a good side. They'll be the favourites, I guess, going on to it. It'll be a long trip for us. They're established at this league, so we go down with a lot of respect for them. Again, we can take teams by surprise, because we've got a little bit something different to this league. You know, we are a bit more attack focused, so as long as set piece functions to status quo, then we should have a decent chance of having a crack against them. That said, it's a long way down. Travel affects people in different ways. Our boys no doubt will be thinking about their meal journeys, their journeys on the bus very carefully, and not smashing a KFC into the midway down. So hopefully the boys will respond well. Look, it's a big ask. If we get anything out of the game, I'll be really pleased. If we get a win, I wouldn't be surprised. But it is a big ask for the boys, and the key to our season is making sure we perform well at home and pick up bonus points when we can on the road.